The Wisconsin Supreme Court has stirred some confusion with its voter ID ruling last week. The High Court upheld the state law requiring voters to show photo identification at the polls, but the court added that the law cannot require people to spend money to obtain the necessary documents. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on some questions that caveat raises. The document some justices seem to have in mind when considering Wisconsin's voter ID law is birth certificates. They can cost $20 or more, and people may need them in order to obtain government identification to vote. The court apparently thought the voter ID law would then amount to a poll tax, so it implemented what's called a saving construction to keep the law constitutional. Justices left it up to the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles to decide how to accommodate people who can't obtain a free birth certificate. That's where confusion and perhaps long lines enter the picture, according to UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden.
We don't know just yet what a person would have to do, what they would have to demonstrate to show that they were unable to get the right documents that would be needed under the law. And that's going to be left to the discretion, really, of those frontline workers in the DMVs.
Burden says the DMV will probably have to come up with rules or guidelines for its employees.
Will there be paperwork for a person who's unable to afford or unable to get the documents? That's a possibility. Will there be a wider range of documents that will be permitted under the law now? That's a possibility.
Several state Republican leaders have expressed concerns about voter fraud resulting from the high court decision. For instance, might a DMV worker allow someone who should not obtain an ID to vote to get one? Burden thinks the ruling might ultimately lead to more lawsuits.
If the new procedures are not advertised to voters, or if they're implemented in an uneven way, I think there's still concern out there that the law might be unfair or might burden some voters more than others. And be unconstitutional, maybe for different reasons.
Burden doesn't expect any such problem soon. Wisconsin's voter ID law is on hold while it's litigated in federal court. Judge Lynn Edelman struck down the measure in April, and his ruling is awaiting appeal. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.